If his mom ever found out that he'd ridden past the old asylum, he and his bicycle would be placed on suspension forever. Forever was a mighty long time, she told him. Forever is like when you end up in a psycho ward, one just like that haunted, busted-up place he wasn't supposed to go near. Moms with no husbands were like that, Jeremy thought, always trying to persuade not by belt or paddle, but by scaring the living crap out of you. Today he'd have to chance it. Taking Alberman Road all the way home, though safe from forever, was 3 miles longer, and the mid-November sun had already fallen to the treetops. Going past the asylum would cut 15 minutes off the ride and get him home just as the valley hills of West Virginia's northern panhandle blocked most of the daylight. A car had taken out the road sign marker many years ago, and its metal pole remnants still bowed up and over in an arc from the muddy, leaf-thick culvert next to the shortcut's intersection with Alberman. The corroded 4-inch-wide nameplate, once green with white reflective writing, was compressed like an accordion, but Jeremy could still read the first 3 letters. He whispered and repeated them one by one, his fingers clenched around the mountain bike's handlebars. It was a warning, of course. DEA. DEA. He shook off a quick chill that shot straight to his toes. He'd not biked Deacon's Pass since the week before Teddy had disappeared, and that had been almost 2 years ago to the day. Even now, Jeremy believed that he and Teddy had somehow upset the spirits and that his best friend had paid the price with his life. Deacon's Pass carved a fairly level path through the dense trees for the first half mile, and a gentle breeze full of mountain essence lifted fallen leaves from the asphalt as Jeremy cruised along the left side of the road, a habit his mom had insisted he adopt. She'd always said that if you could see the cars coming, they wouldn't run into you. He hunched his shoulders to readjust his backpack, which was filled with the textbooks that he'd need to read over the weekend. The pack was quite heavy, and even in the 40-degree weather, a sweat had developed along his spine under his jacket. It was all his own fault, though. If he'd just been the young man his mom had required him to be, he'd be home already. If he'd paid more attention to time management, he wouldn't have missed the bus. His mom had just started 12-hour shifts, and she told him that young men could be 12 years old. Young men could get themselves ready for school. Young men could make their own cold cereal breakfast. Young men can make it to the bus stop unassisted. Young men could be on time. But Jeremy had not done most of those things. He had spent the morning like a little boy, paying no mind to the clock as he'd struggled through another level of Angry Birds. His mom had left at 6:30, and she'd not been there to push him along. She'd wanted him to grow up in one morning, and now he was riding home late in the day after serving detention, his back and shoulders heavy with extra homework as penalty for his morning tardiness. He only hoped that she wouldn't find out that he'd taken Deacon's Pass. Forever was a mighty long time.